This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Three Albuquerque police officers were shot and another was injured while responding to a robbery today. Police Chief Harold Medina says one of the officers was hit in the chest above his vest and is in critical condition. Another officer was shot in the arm while another was saved by his bulletproof vest. The fourth officer was injured by shrapnel. Police say two suspects are in custody, including one who was shot and taken to the hospital. Authorities say they're still questioning witnesses and asking anyone with video or photos of the incident to come forward. Authorities initially closed roads and nearby schools were put on lockdown as officers swarmed an area near a coffee shop in a commercial district on the city's northeast side near Lomas and Wantabo. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller called it a horrible scene and asked for residents to pull together for the officers and their families. The city has been struggling with a record number of homicides this year, and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham just this week announced that she would be reassigning more state police officers to Albuquerque in an effort to ease some of the burden. The governor's office said Lujan Grisham was horrified by today's events. New Mexico has rebuilt its unemployment trust fund to its pre-pandemic level thanks to federal relief money. Enrollment has tapered off in the payment program for people who've lost their jobs. The State Workforce Solutions Department that oversees unemployment benefits briefed a panel of state legislators about the trust fund today. New Mexico had the nation's highest unemployment rate in June and is bracing for next month's expiration of the pandemic-era boost on federal unemployment benefits. State Labor Agency briefing materials showed that the number of residents getting unemployment in the state has declined to about 68,000 from a high of 148,000 last summer. The New Mexico Department of Health today reported nearly 100 more COVID-19 cases than yesterday, with 968. Bernalillo County saw the most new cases in the state with just under 200. Lee and Chavez counties also saw triple-digit cases today. Three more people were hospitalized for the virus, bringing that total to 356 individuals receiving care in New Mexico. Officials on the Navajo Nation are asking residents to do their part in helping to curb viral spread. The tribe reported 60 new cases yesterday and two more virus-related deaths. Tribal President Jonathan Nez says the Delta variant is of particular concern and is urging residents to wear masks, get vaccinated, and limit in-person gatherings until the cases decline consistently. Albuquerque police have identified a suspect in the stabbing death of a University of New Mexico student more than 30 years ago. Athea Oakley was killed while walking home from a fraternity party on June 22, 1988. The Albuquerque Journal reports the suspect remained a mystery until police say they recently interviewed a man in another matter who confessed to killing a young woman in the 1980s near the university campus. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Police Chief Harold Medina was among those who delivered the news to Oakley's parents in Taos. Medina was the first recipient of a scholarship Oakley's parents had established in her name after he graduated from Taos High School in 1990. Police were scheduled to provide more details on what would have been Oakley's 55th birthday today, but the news conference was postponed after three Albuquerque officers were shot and another was injured while responding to a robbery. This is KUNM.